Jerry Ambrose. He is the City of Lansing Finance Director. Jerry, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The mayor wants to borrow $1 million from reserves. Why does he need $1 million, and where's it going to come from?
Okay. Well, I think the term borrow is probably a little bit of a misnomer. Where we are, Tony, we're at the end of the year, coming up on the end of the year, which for us is June 30th, and we are looking at where our budget is, and we're looking at where our expenses are. We're comparing the two, and we're projecting right now that come year end, we're apt to be spending about $1 million more than we expect to take in revenues. You know, we're just at the end of the year, and that's the situation we're in. So the recommendation that the mayor has is basically a budget amendment that says to the council, this is what we are projecting, and that given the state of our reserves and what have you, we need to ask for a transfer from the city's budget stabilization fund to cover that excess.
How much money is in that fund?
About $6 million.
If I went to my wife and said, honey, the budget, as I told you, didn't turn out the way I hoped, I need $1 million, she would she'd ask me, you got some splaining to do. Tell me what happened, why do we have the difference in what we thought we were going to have as opposed to what is reality?
Well, I think the big culprit, if you will, appears to be health care. And as you, the city, for the most part, is self-insured for its employees' health insurance. And what we're seeing now, as the months go by and by, is that our health care costs are continuing to go up. You know, in one sense, since you may recall that we were just recently faced with the fact that our insurer wanted to raise our rates by 18% to 18%. It's not totally a surprise. I mean, it's not inconsistent to figure out that that the costs this year are going up very significantly, much more than we expected.
How much do city employees currently pay as a copay for their insurance?
Well, it varies, but generally, of course, Mayor Mannero pays 10%. The cabinet members pay 5%, and our employees pay anywhere from 5% to about 3%.
How often do you look into perhaps changing health care carriers? It sounds like if one carrier is going to raise or increase what you have to pay, there's others out there that can give you a quality health care at a better price.
Well, we're spending incredible amounts of time with our bargaining units right now on the whole issue of health care. Of course, the recent change in state law has an impact on that, and we are all looking at that. I think our employees, our bargaining units, everyone's really aware that when we have to spend, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 more per year for health insurance for an employee, that money doesn't go somewhere else. That money doesn't go into raises. That money can't go into keeping, you know, our workforce at the level we'd like to have it. And so I think there's a common interest in looking at how our health care programs are structured and who provides it, so that we can have the best, so we can continue to provide, you know, great health care for our employees, but it's got to be at an affordable cost.
Jerry, what is the process for that? Say if I had Tony Connolly Healthcare and I knew that you were having some challenges there and I could do a good job for you, what's the process?
Well, I think that, the process, ultimately, that's a decision that gets made collectively at the bargaining table, so that who provides the coverage. I think that if Tony Connolly Insurance, I think it's got a great project. They ought to give me a call, and we'll sit down and talk. And then, if it's something that makes sense, we'll be bringing it to the bargaining table with our employees, and we'll talk about what a great deal it is.
Jerry, you're always so forthcoming with your information and coming on the program in these tough times. Thanks so much.
Okay, Tony.